We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Conversations with Carla. I'm Jerry Price. I'm joined by Princeton head women's basketball coach Carla Berube. And coach, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Jerry. Glad to be here.
So how was Thanksgiving?
It was a lot of fun.
Kids into it now?
Kids into it. A lot of family there. Ate a lot of food, ate a lot of desserts. Took a good long walk. Actually did a turkey trot in the morning, which it makes you feel better when you're eating stuff in your face later that you ran in the morning. So it was a nice day.
What does the team do? They have a gathering together or?
A lot of them went home. And those that live far away went to players close by. But they got two days off from practice with us. But they had a lift to do, and we wanted them to at least do some sort of workout one of the days. But we're back together today, this evening for practice.
And then the schedule is going to continue to be challenging. There's a home game Sunday against Maine, and then there's the trip to Florida Gulf Coast, who is the number one ranked team in the mid-major poll. And we'll get back to that mid-major poll in a few moments, but I thought we'd play a game first. You want to play a game?
Sure.
Game is, I'm guessing that you do not look at the NCAA statistics page as much as I do.
Nope, not at all.
So your team leads the Ivy League in three statistical categories. Can you name them?
I'm guessing they're defensive categories.
They are.
Opponent's field goal percentage?
That is
not right.
Not correct.
Defensive scoring?
That is correct. Number one in the Ivy League, number 14 in the country at 48 a game. Louisville actually leads the country. They only give up 40 points a game. That's not a lot of points.
No, that's not.
I'll help you out with the other two. Three-point field goal.
I was going to say defensive three-point field goal percentages. Yeah.
And turnover margin. So those are two pretty good categories to lead the league in and be ranked among the leaders in the country. Now, here's your next question. Your team leads the Ivy League in three-point field goal defense. The team shoot 20% against you from three-point range. Missouri State leads the country at 11.4. Who is the number one three-point shooting team in the country? offensively, three-point shooting?
I do not know.
That would be Florida Gulf Coast.
Uh-oh. Well, there we go.
So that's cool, right? That's your team's strength and your upcoming opponent's strength. So that'll be pretty, makes for a pretty interesting matchup. But before we get on to that, I thought that'd be a fun, I was wondering about coaches and stats, like nothing. It's just because stats will tell you stuff and there's things that they won't tell you. Now, obviously nobody's played a ton of games yet, so it's not really a good barometer of where things will stand, but stats, you can learn something from stats.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly look at our upcoming opponents' stats and compare them to ours. We're on Maine right now, so we haven't turned the page to Florida Gulf Coast. You know, each one of my assistants has a scout, so one of them is working on Florida Gulf Coast. But it's hard for me to be moving on to them when, you know, we have a really important game here on Sunday and a good Maine team, but. Yeah, that's interesting. We definitely know that Florida Gulf Coast puts a lot of points up on the board. They did that 2 years ago when they were here. That certainly will be a big challenge down in Florida.
In fairness, I had the wrong stat. They do not lead the country in 3-point percentage. They lead the country in total 3-pointers per game made, which is just short of 14. And wow. Texas A&M, if you're wondering, leads the country in 3-point shooting percentage of 44.9. I mentioned the mid-major poll, Florida Gulf Coast, and we'll get back to Maine. We're not looking past Maine. We're just sort of pacing ourselves here.
Yeah.
Florida Gulf Coast is the number one team. There are three Ivy League teams, right? Boom, 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 one after the other. It goes in order, Columbia, Princeton, Penn. Columbia is obviously off to a great start. Meg Griffiths, the coach at Columbia, is a former Princeton assistant. Penn is obviously a powerful team. You don't spend a lot of time looking at stats. At what, I know you notice scores and how other teams in the league are doing, but at what point, with so many games to play, it's still November, so many games to play before you can get into the league, at what point do you start to actually seriously look at the other teams in the league?
Yeah, I think that, you know, once we're in finals here, I think it gives us a little bit of a break. We still, after finals, have Texas and then Central Florida, but I think probably at that point we'll start really kind of focusing on the Ivy League as well. We certainly look at the scores. We're excited that Columbia is doing so well and Penn is off to a great start. So great things for the Ivy League so far this season, and we'll definitely be focusing on them, you know, mid-December.
So the better teams in the league do outside the league, the better it is for everybody in the league in terms of RPI and national ranking and things that actually become important at the end of the year. So on the one hand, you want to see all the teams in the league do well. Personally, I have a hard time rooting for any other team in the league to win. So it's sort of, it's always been like a strange dichotomy that, you know, it's in your best interest to have the other teams in the league do well, but at the same time, you know, and as a coach, it's a little different perspective, but from my perspective as a fan, mostly, it's hard to root for them.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not yelling, let's go Penn, you know, or here we go Harvard.
I went to Penn and I don't yell, let's go Penn.
Yeah. You're right. It is good for the league and the, you know, RPI and, you know, just, it's great that, I think the strength of schedules of our teams in the league is getting better and better with each year and you know, beating Power Fives and playing some of the top teams in the country. It's, you know, it's great for the league. So yeah, we definitely like for them to do well in the non-conference schedule. Yeah.
So let's we'll get back to Maine and Florida Gulf Coast coming up, but first let's talk about your team and what you've seen so far. Obviously the numbers are very strong defensively. Other than one sort of, I guess you could say, bad quarter against Rhode Island, you'd be undefeated. You know, what do you see from a team perspective overall? And what are you looking for at this stage of the game?
Yeah, I think, I think we're getting better. I think, right, it was a tough game up at Rhode Island. I thought URI played very well, strong, tough. They made the plays down the stretch they need to make, the shots. And, and we did it. And so I think we learned a lot from that game and bounced back really well, you know, against Temple on Tuesday night. And I think we start out games really well, and then we let up mid game. Third quarters haven't been great for us, and so we need to, you know, stay consistent with the way we start the game. I do like the defensive efforts throughout. Like you mentioned, the one quarter at URI was not great, but you know, we're gonna have times like that. And so I think, you know, there's a great emphasis on getting better offensively, you know, creating the best shot opportunities we can, putting the ball into players' hands where, you know, they can make plays, get good shots. You know, I think we've got to keep being aggressive on the offensive boards, getting second chance opportunities, and really trying to get our younger players some more experience and getting some more game experience and you know, just developing the chemistry that we're going to need for the long haul.
This is Conversations with Carla, with Princeton head women's basketball coach Carla Berube, and we'll be back with more after this break.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
An orthopedic surgeon can replace a damaged joint, but they can't replace time. That's why you need a surgeon who's close to home. At Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital Hamilton, we have the specialized care you need to get moving again. We've taken every precaution, so don't delay. Do it right. Here. Visit rwjbh.org/ortho. Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital Hamilton and RWJ Barnabas Health Facility. Let's be healthy together.
Back here on Conversations with Carla, speaking with Carla Berube, the head women's basketball coach at Princeton University. The football season just ended and Princeton went 9-1, won an Ivy League championship. Did you go to the bonfire? Kids prevented you from going to the bonfire?
Yeah, it was like one of the one nights that I could be home for dinner. But Parker, my oldest, and I watched it via the webcast, which was pretty cool. And, you know, got to hear all the speeches from President Eisgruber and Coach Sarace and the captains. And so it was fun. You know, you could see the guys like right there, like in the front of the webinar, I guess it was just a live stream of it. And yeah, it was exciting. I know a lot of my players were there and they said it was this an amazing experience. And so, yeah, hats off to the football team for having a tremendous season.
So my question for you is this. If you were coaching football, it's 10 weeks and you're done. It's a blink. It just seems like yesterday that the season started at Lehigh. It's like that every time. Your season is a grind. It's months and months. Yeah, the only thing longer is a hockey season. So the point about football is you need to be ready to go in week one, and you need to sustain that for 10 weeks. Your team, and you know, any team that plays a season that long, you don't necessarily want to be playing your best right now, right? I mean, so how do you manage that? How do you manage such a long season? How do you, manage the desire to win every game, have every possession be flawless, with the knowledge that if you are at your best now, it quite likely means that you're not going to be as good 3 months from now?
Well, you have to understand that nobody's playing at their best right now, right? Like what team could be, you know, playing? So is your mediocre as good as better than their mediocre? Or, you know, we always hang our hat on the defensive end. And, you know, that I think a great defensive teams, it takes great chemistry and working together and communicating well. And I think right now we have a good starting five and a couple off the bench that get it, like understand what the defense that we need. So we feel like we can be in any game if that's going well, and hopefully our defense leads to offense, and that'll be enough to win the game, and that you know, the offensive piece of the game is a work in progress throughout the season. Defense can always get better as well, but just the offensive flow and the execution of it, I think is, you know, takes time and takes a while. And, you know, for players to be ready to step up and have the confidence that they need. And yeah, you want to be peaking, you know, in the new year, right? Late January, February, you know, into, you know, the heart of the Ivy League season, so that, you know, come the Ivy League tournament, you're ready to go and you're in it for one, and then you're ready to win that. So, it is. It's sort of a balance that you want to be playing well enough to win games, but know that, you know, you have to keep taking steps forward every practice, every game, you know, that you're getting better for the long haul.
What about the emotional part? What about having to, you know, pull back the reins sometimes, I would guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's all emotion. Coaching is emotional. I think, you know, emotional for our players. And, you know, you get so fired up for every game, you know, even if it's, you know, we're at Temple on a Tuesday night before Thanksgiving to Maine on Sunday, you know, you have to stay consistent and sustain that, you know, the level of, you know, work ethic and emotion and energy and all those, no matter where you're playing, who you're playing, what day. But it's an emotional roller coaster, you know, the season. And because it's such a long season, you have to just sort of stay the course. You know, individual players need to stay the course. Coaches need to just stay the course and know that it is a long haul, and the focus is to get better every day.
So let's talk about some of your players. Anybody who's been a huge surprise for you so far? And I guess one thing, you know, statistics, obviously, I could look at, but you lost 5 players from the last time your team played a game. Don't want to keep harping on who they were, but one of them is the all-time leading scorer in the history of the program, who's a WNBA player. And, you know, the other one was 1,000 points. The other one obviously leaps to mind. They all brought a lot to the program. The other one was 1,000 point scorer who's now playing well at a Power 5 school. So you lost a lot, not only on the court, but in terms of leadership. So talk a little bit about the leadership void that was left and who has stepped into that.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, a void, right? Bella was a tremendous leader
not to say their name
with Taylor Bauer, and you can't shy away from the leadership that Carly brought on the court, right? Like when you have a general like she was, and just knew what to run, when to run it, how to just keep the team at a emotional level. And so you know, I think that both Maggie Connolly and Caitlin Chen are stepping up. You know, I think there's still a lot for them to learn and to just be more comfortable and confident out there. But they're making great progress every single day. I think Abby Myers is doing a tremendous job as a leader off the court, on the court, you know, just shouldering a bigger load than she ever has, you know, on the court for us. And you know, I think doing a tremendous job with that. Grace Stone is a great leader out there as well. Great vocal leader, and Julia Cunningham as well. So I think there was, you know, a big loss with those that, you know, graduated, but I think that, you know, our experience in those upperclassmen that, you know, have come back, and they're awesome. And I think they're doing a great job just, teaching the younger players how this all works and, you know, on the court, you know, just keeping us level-headed for sure.
Well, while we were talking about stats, there's Abby Myers, who is second in the Ivy League in points per game. She's averaging 17 a game. That's second in the Ivy League. That's 90th in the country. The leader in the country is Kirsten Bell from Florida Gulf Coast, averaging 26.6 a game. So that segues into the next two opponents. One is Maine, first Maine Sunday at Jadwin Gym, and then the trip to Florida Gulf Coast. Tip-off for the game against Maine is at 1:00, and it's the first game of a doubleheader. The men play Fairleigh Dickinson after that. What have you seen from Maine so far as you've started your preparation?
Yeah, just a really scrappy, tough, aggressive, just Maine basketball. It's what I've always known. We used to battle at Tufts against Bowdoin, the same kind of, you know, just players that really, really get after it. Offensively, they run their stuff really, really well. Lot of movement, motion, some good 3-point shooters, a lot of, like, sort of some Princeton backdoor cutting, and yeah, just a tough group. And so it's going to be a big challenge here on Sunday with them coming in. And they play today at Army, so we'll have another chance to watch them and just get ourselves, you know, prepared.
And then the trip to Florida Gulf Coast, obviously they're a top 25 team. You know, that's a great challenge. Also a chance to go to Florida for a couple of days. Yeah. What, you know, it's obviously not a vacation trip, but what?
No, quick trip down there. Okay. You know, it's early December and, you know, they have our student athletes have a lot going on academically. So it's a pretty quick down and back, but, yeah, definite big challenge down there. Belle is a tremendous player. She's an Ohio State transfer. So we've known about her, and they certainly make them a better team. Complete player, you know, can score in a lot of different ways, really strong, good on the defensive end. So yeah, there's a big challenge that lies ahead down in Fort Myers, but excited to get down there it's definitely a business trip.
That's the fun part, is the big challenges. So good luck against Maine Sunday at 1 at Jadwin, and then the trip down to Florida Gulf Coast. We'll be back to chat with you again after those games. So Carla, thanks for being with us.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
For Princeton Head Women's Basketball Coach Carla Berube, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for being with us here on Conversations with Carla, and thank you for your continued support of Princeton Women's Basketball.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.